story, my 27-year non-vomit streak, is now history. And joining us on the Ticket Hotline is our resident physician, Snapper John, MD, with some tips for those who may face food poisoning. Hello, doctor.
And Dr. Snapper John here, just sitting here scatter shooting, wondering whatever happened to Jasmine the Wangoo.
I have no idea, doctor.
Bring it down.
Okay, we'll bring it down.
On down.
All right.
Well, Junior, I know it's tough when your butt turns into a dirt water volcano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awful.
Erupting its own sink every 4 minutes, like some sort of diarrhea-based old faithful.
Mm-hmm.
But we can help. We can help, Craig.
You going to help out, Craig?
Yeah, well, Craig came into my office on Monday, and I gave him some butt pills and sent him on his way. Now, my butt pills, they're very patented. I developed them myself. They're called my Texas school book suppositories. They're made with yohimbe bark and plant rhodiastics. Got a little shinstorch dilute in there, too.
That sounds made up.
And then pure pharmaceutical-grade cocaine.
Oh, man. I don't know if that's legal.
Of course, the problem with butt pills is that you fired out with the velocity of a .22 long rifle. You can fire through your linoleum if you ain't careful. Bring it down.
All right, I'll bring it back down.
Yeah, food poisoning's a bad deal. Get your little tummy tum revolting like Iranians in an Arab Spring. But and it's not only your backside. It turns your mouth into a salad shooter, too.
Yeah, that was the worst part.
Did you do that too, Junior?
Yeah, it was awful.
You unhinge your jaw and turn your esophagus into a fireman's hose of chum?
I sure did.
And, of course, your room smells like an outhouse full of dead hookers.
Oh, man. I don't know if we need that phrase.
How do you know how that smells?
Well, food poison is bad now.
Yes, it is.
And in order to avoid food poisoning, you should wash your hands frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Use a little hand sanitizer after you wash your hands just to get any of them little creep crawlies that are left over off of there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you got to avoid Mexican food and the homeless.
I think I can avoid one of those from here on out.
All right, now. Y'all take care now.
Okay, we'll okay. See you, Snapper John.
Thanks for the help.
There he is, Snapper John, MD, with some help for Junior. 8:49 here on the Ticket.